We bring the newsmakers to you here on the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
My guest this morning is Sherry Rosenberg-Lavoie. She is Chief Executive Officer of the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. As always, we got much to talk about, and that's going to all start right after these words.
Hello, rodeo fans!
Join us on Saturday, September 7th to kick off the 114th world-famous Pendleton Roundup for a don't-want-to-miss kickoff concert featuring country music icon Clay Walker and special guest Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry. Pendleton Roundup. Let her buck!
Come to me, baby. Tell me.
90s hitmaker Clay Walker and Grammy-winning artist Eddie Montgomery will perform Under the Stars in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. Tickets are on sale now at PendletonRoundup.com. Clay Walker and special guest Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry. Pendleton Roundup in the famous Happy Canyon Arena. You won't want to miss it. Get your tickets now at PendletonRoundup.com. Let her buck and
on with the show.
Presented by Vegetation Solutions.
News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA. Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. This is the, well, it's the Wednesday edition, the hump day edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. And I'm joined by Pendleton Chamber of Commerce CEO Sherry Rosenberg-Lavoie. And Sherry, good morning. And as always, there's so much going on and so much to talk about. We'll see what we get through in a half an hour.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thanks for being here. Good morning. And yeah, summer is here, which means summer events. And why don't you just run down? I know that there's at least four big ones coming up.
Yeah, I mean, there is lots of summer events happening. You know, last weekend was the Wild West Beer Fest, so that kind of kicks off big events, I guess. This weekend, right, starting tomorrow, Jackalope Jamboree is officially in town for the next 3 days. We have Whiskey Fest coming up right next month. And then, of course, oh my goodness, the Pendleton Run, took me a minute, coming to town just the week after that. So those are kind of the big ones that are coming up. We'll see lots of, you know, implosion of people. As well, July 4th, you know, of course, we have a community event that the city does that'll be down at Roy Rayleigh. So that's a nice opportunity, you know, as well. It's kind of a long weekend, so we'll see what happens. Some people are going to get Thursday and Friday off. I know we are, so we will not be open. We switched some things. I said, you can have this day off or you can have this day off. And my staff was like, yes, 4 days off. So, but I think lots of people will be doing that. So, you know, you're either going to have lots of people in town or, you know, be kind of scarce depending on what people do. So, and then, of course, on the weekends that we don't have big events, we're still pushing Get Wild. It does look a little bit different. We're not necessarily closing down the street every single weekend. We're really responsible for the first weekends of every month. We don't want to compete. You know, now that it was kind of, we've got that foundation going, we're able to do a, you know, Get Wild this weekend at Jackalope Jamboree. We're trying to use our marketing dollars in that way. If our businesses have things going on, you know, last weekend in July, right, is not technically nothing really scheduled. So that's when, you know, businesses really can step up and, you know, put on different events, have live music, those kinds of things. And then we just piggyback off of that and just really make sure we're marketing it really well. So no matter what, there is something going on every single weekend throughout the summer in Pendleton. So it's a lot to coordinate, you know, and lots to remember. So if you do have stuff going on and, you know, please let us know so we can make sure that we're marketing that, because we'll definitely forget or just, you know, miss things because there's just so much going on. But yeah, lots going on right now. Just trying to keep, you know, everybody, the plates in the air without dropping any. So,
well, speaking of the summer events, I know that one of the things that the chamber is very actively involved in is, the RV camping at Roundup. Mm-hmm. Where do things stand right now? There's always those people, we talk about it every year, that wait till the last minute, that, you know, procrastination, I guess, is just a thing people continue to do year after year after year. For those that are late in the game and making reservations and making plans for the Roundup camping, is there still time? Is there still space?
Not with us.
Okay.
Nope. Nope. We actually sold out. We were probably officially sold out at all locations by March. That has never happened to us in the 6 years I've been here, right? And we did miss roundup 1 year. So I guess for the five roundups I've been doing, this has never happened. We normally, even in August, you know, have some spots here and there. Now, no. It was so crazy. We did our RV camping. I think we opened it on a Tuesday. I think we went back and then Roundup were selling tickets on Thursday. So people called on Tuesday. They got their RV spots. They called us back on Friday saying, nope, I have to change my spots because there's no more Friday tickets, like, or whatever they were wanting type of thing. So, I mean, it went, I think, that fast for both of us. I think, you know, Roundup tickets went really well initially. And I mean, are still going well, of course, but like it just sold out really fast. This year just came down to those limited numbers of tickets. And so, yeah, it was really crazy. But yeah, by March, we were officially, you know, completely sold out of tickets. There is, folks, if you go to the Chamber website and look under our private housing link, there are folks that have RV spaces available maybe on their property, those kinds of things. And you just reach out to them directly. We just provide the information, really. So there's several places on there. And we kind of get those all the time. And, you know, you may just call on a day. We do have a cancellation list and we do have a wait list. So if you at least want to get on there and see what happens. We have a couple different spots available at the beginning of the week, right? But your Thursday, Friday, Saturday is just, it's just not going to happen now. So
all right, well, good to know. See, it doesn't pay to procrastinate.
It really doesn't. So.
And I wanted to ask about the Get Wild weekends. I was actually just talking to somebody this morning before you came in about Get Wild. And they were asking about, you know, exactly what it is. And I know it, as you mentioned, it has kind of changed from when it first started. This year, what are some of the things that people can do by attending Get Wild?
Really, it's just different. If you go on Travel Pendleton's website, we actually have a tab that literally says Get Wild, and it breaks down every single weekend of who's doing what. Like I said, lots of businesses are doing lots of things. Hamley's bringing back music on the lawn. There's always Friday Farmers Market on Fridays, different comedy shows. There's normally live music somewhere in town every single weekend, just nature of the beast. We're really music community, which is fantastic. I actually had the opportunity to speak on a panel for the Eastern Oregon Women's Coalition Economic Summit last week. And one of the things they talked about was our events and what we feel is going well, or and music. You know, I think it's just music spans culturally, you know, even if it's not necessarily your genre, people just enjoy music. It really is just something we can all just kind of ties that bind, I guess. So that we're seeing that more and more. So, you know, music's a big deal. So we normally have, you know, the live music as well. GP is always doing something. I mean, somebody's always got something going on. So really what we're trying to do is just culminate all that information into one place. And like I said, we're still marketing Get Wild in Pendleton at these things, but it's not necessarily us shutting down the street, you know, every single Saturday type of thing. A, we didn't need to compete right now that we're open. We started this out of 2020, get people to come to town, those kinds of things. When some of these other events weren't quite up and going the way they are now, which was wonderful, but now we're at a point where those people are. They are doing those events, so we certainly wouldn't want to detract from anything that's going on. We're just kind of trying to be a fill gap in there on those weekends. But also capacity, right? Like, it really, to do that every single weekend, just, you know, it does. We need a break sometimes, and so, yeah.
Yeah, and the music is just, I mean, fabulous, and the variety, as you said. And, you know, why not expand your horizons and try a genre that you may not be familiar with, or you may not be, I don't want to say comfortable with, but you may, you know, oh, that's what that is.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you'll enjoy yourself. Yeah. I'm talking this morning with Sherry Rosenberg-Leboy, Chief Executive Officer, Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take our first break, back with more after this.
Save money and ride public transit. The City of Pendleton offers a variety of public transit options, such as two bus routes that make 33 convenient stops once per hour. Bus hours are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The bus is safe, kid-friendly, and free to ride. Affordable public transit options are the daily van service and taxi ticket programs. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton's website. Public transit is a great and affordable way to travel.
At Mackay Creek Estates, they know that the best food comes from the heart. Their dining program, A Taste of Prestige, is crafted by their talented culinary teams and tailored to the nutritional needs of older adults. They use fresh ingredients and local flavors to prepare healthy, mouthwatering meals their residents love. It's one more way they help older adults celebrate life at every age. For more about dining at Prestige Senior Living, visit tasteofprestige.com. Again, that's tasteofprestige.com.
If you received a letter from the city of Pendleton about backflow testing or cross connections, then your backflow device needs to be tested by a certified tester. The state of Oregon requires all backflow devices be tested annually and mandates the city track those tests. To find a certified tester to keep you in compliance with state rules, go to the city of Pendleton's website at pendletonor.gov and search backflow, or follow the links from the city of Pendleton's Facebook page. Thanks.
Let's get back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon.
Back this morning with Pendleton Chamber of Commerce CEO Sherry Rosenberg-Leboy. And Sherry, I understand there's some new retail in town.
Yeah, I mean, we just wanted to touch base on this a little bit. You know, one of the things, there was a study done years ago, pre me, but not too far pre me. One of the things that people really wanted, right, was, of course, retail, right, in Pendleton, those types of things, you know, and Facebook, right? Lots of people tell you all the things on Facebook, whether you want to hear it or not. But that's one of the complaints. There's, you know, there's no retail in town. No, there's all these empty buildings. And yes, there is. But that's really classic across the country. I mean, there's nothing, you know, new about Pendleton having empty buildings. Every community across the country is kind of dealing with some of these things. But we've been really fortunate. I mean, we've had several new retail come into town, purposely come to Pendleton to be on our main street, you know, and things that are also a little niche-y. We have very few things that are, you know, that store is kind of, you can get that there, you can get that there. Just, that's, you know, they're all pretty unique in and of themselves. And I think the other thing that people don't really realize is, you know, I'll use Pendleton Art and Frame, for instance, you know, Art and Frame, kind of know what that is. But if you walk in their door, they have an amazing retail space of all kinds of different things that you have no idea were in that store. Really excited about Stitches Mercantile. They're going to be down by Simeone's. They just opened their doors. You know, we've been looking for a quilting store. Like, again, that was something on the list that people really wanted. And it's here, right? It's those kinds of things. And so people ask for it. And I think sometimes we just forget to keep looking because those for services are being provided. Like, people are listening and being thoughtful about what's being put on Main Street and those kinds of things. So it's always a work in progress, right? Of course, you know, yeah, we'd like every building filled. But there's more than when I started 6 years ago. So, yeah. Right. You know, and I'm not saying that because of, I mean, it's just a culmination of a lot of people doing a lot of really good work. So I just think, you know, it's really behooves people to kind of get out, look around, those kinds of things. We will be doing, my staff is wrapping up right now, a monthly Merchant Madness. That'll happen on Wednesdays. More details definitely to come, but just some fun opportunities to go into those retails. They're providing, you know, different promotional materials, maybe bundled deals, those sorts of things. We'll be coming behind that and doing some really awesome raffle items. So you just automatically are kind of entered. There'll be details, those kinds of things, anytime you shop in these participating locations, excuse me. And then at the end, right, you have an opportunity to win some really great stuff from Pendleton. So just trying, you know, kind of little nuggets here and there, breadcrumbs everywhere we can to, you know, get those feet in the door. You know, some days you feel like there's only five people that came in. Well, it's probably five more than, you know, I mean, start with five. Let's hope for 10 next week. Let's hope for, you know, just kind of, we got to start somewhere kind of thing. And just consistency, I think, is also key. But yeah, those retail are down there. We will be doing a bunch of different kick it up after five. So some networking opportunities for a lot of these different businesses that are coming to town. Our K5s are completely booked throughout the year, and we have almost two every month, which normally we only do one. But again, people are wanting to share and have your those opportunities to bring the community into their store. So I'd really recommend that people come into those as well, you know, especially those new spaces. We want them to go to everywhere. But if you haven't gone to a space, you know, take the time. You know, if you have to choose one and you've been to this guy 100 times, you know, maybe check out some of the new stuff that's happening in town as well. Just, again, to familiarize yourself and then kind of help detour those, you know, comments sometimes that there's just nothing and those kinds of things. Like,
well, it's exciting to hear that these different businesses are setting up shop in Pendleton, as we've talked about before. Yeah, there's those certain businesses that people want in town. Well, they're here now. And, you know, another thing is, and I know, you know, everybody is just, they want it. There's an app on their phone. They can go online and stuff like that. But who wants to deal with customer service with a chat bot?
Yeah,
I mean, go and make contact with a real live person at a local business. Plus, you're supporting, you're supporting a local business, and it helps the local economy.
Absolutely.
I mean, and so on like that. And
absolutely.
It, you know, and the other thing, too, is about, well, it's always better and cheaper and so on online. Not necessarily, because the local business knows that they are competing with online, and those sometimes either match it or beat it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think you'd just be surprised, right? Sometimes really, and especially like product services type thing, you know, it just never hurts to ask, really, to just see what's available. You just may have no idea what either e-commerce they're providing in the first place, or, you know, what can they get? You know, and the other thing, and I'm sure people have seen this, I think there's a meme, but something that, you know, it might be, right? Yeah, it might be a little cheaper on Amazon to grab that thing. But that small business is the one on the back of your kid's T-ball shirt.
I was just going to say that.
So you have to take those things into consideration when, you know, you're going to save $20, but then you're also like, that's $20 that smaller entity may not have for that T-ball shirt. So we just, you know, I think that's really important. Just, you know, support where you can, you know, grab what you can, where you can, as much as possible. I just think if we all just try it a little bit, I think we would probably be amazed. And I think this really rolls into the Yifty gift cards and the Pendleton Buck system that we run. St. Anthony is a huge supporter of this. And as well as, you know, Stan Hender at State Farm, the city last year did some different things with different departments. But I mean, that money is 100% stays here. And there are thousands and thousands of dollars. We added it up yesterday, but I'll give you the wrong number. But it was, I mean, we're almost up to $100,000 just in the last 2-3 years. And all that money has to stay here. I mean, you can't take it anywhere else. So that's just another really awesome opportunity if you're just not sure and you want to get mom a $100 gift card. But, you know, does she like Simiotis or does she want to go to Paid in Fringe? I'm not sure. You know, you can just get a Yifty card. She can have $100 and go, you know, $50 at Simiotis for drinks and an appetizer. She can go spend $50 at Paid in Fringe. Like, she can kind of do both. So that's a really great program that, you know, I think people just, you know, we're not talking about it enough. St. Anthony's also provides a gift card for every new mom that comes, you know, as well, or, you know, every mom that is up at the birthing center, you know, they get a nice little Yifty gift card to then go spend either on themselves or, you know, maybe it's just an extra little bit of diapers that just helps out a little bit, but you just can't take that money anywhere else. So it's just huge. It's huge.
Well, that's fabulous. I love hearing that. Well, we're going to take another break, come back, continue the conversation, talking this morning with Pendleton Chamber of Commerce CEO Sherry Rosenberg LeBoy. Will be right back.
Miss a KUMA coffee hour? Download the podcast. Go to elkhornmediagroup.com. Live and local, it's the KUMA coffee hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Take a bet on your career by joining a winning team. Wild Horse Resort and Casino is hosting a career fair on June 26th from 3 to 6 p.m. in the Chucannon Palouse Room inside Wild Horse. Amazing benefits, competitive wages, and endless opportunities and career options. Come learn why Wild Horse Resort and Casino is the employer of choice in Eastern Oregon. Join them on June 26th for on-the-spot interviews and tons of prizes and giveaways at Wild Horse Resort and Casino in Pendleton.
What destination is on your bucket list? The Walla Walla Regional Airport can get you there with 101 one-stop destinations through Seattle. Is salmon fishing in Alaska reeling you in? Or experiencing a professional rodeo at the Calgary Stampede? Check out your bucket list destinations on alaskaair.com and be sure to enter ALW to start your trip from your home airport where you always have free parking. Book your tickets today and fly Walla Walla.
Know what their favorite part of their job is at Zimmerman & Company True Value? It's you. Here's Jimmy to tell you more.
My favorite part of the job is I like the customers. And there's always that one or two people through the course of the day or the course of the week that make a comment or give you a compliment. And it just makes you think that I'm glad I'm doing this. And it means a lot. And being on the retail floor for the last 40 years, you better like what you're doing.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street in Pendleton for over 85 years.
A Pendleton original. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA. Presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon.
Back this morning with Pendleton Chamber of Commerce CEO Sherry Rosenberg-Leboy, and it's hard to believe that 4th of July is just around the corner. And what do you have planned for 4th of July in Pendleton?
Yeah, so the community event that the city and a couple nice ladies from the city a couple years ago, you know, talked about, you know, used to do these community events and do these fun things and et cetera. And then they kind of went, well, then why aren't we doing it? You know, it was one of those, someone should do that. And they were like, I think we're someone's. And so, you know, they came together, pulled a whole group together. So now there's a whole big group of, you know, people, everybody kind of takes their pieces and those kinds of things. You know, and then of course we jumped in to help as well. We're still taking donations for fireworks, right? That's donations. I mean, that's not, somebody's not technically just writing a check for that. That's definitely a community funded event. So you can drop those off at the chamber. We're just kind of the pass through just to help the city out in that way. So if you're interested at all, definitely, you know, bring those things down. There will be Roy Radley Park on the 4th, right? They'll be doing all the fun things for families and that kind of stuff. So it's just a really good opportunity, right? Again, just to be community and get out there and do kind of a fun, old-fashioned-y, I guess, 4th of July. So, yeah, and that's what literally next week. So it's coming up, right? So it's supposed to be nice weather. So, you know, not too terribly hot. So it should be fun. It should be a really good day. They have all kinds of activities planned. The 4th of July parade, the deadline is the 28th. So you still have a little bit of time if you are wanting to participate in that. Definitely come down to the chamber. We have the applications there. Super fast. You actually can, a lot of people just grab it, fill it out, and give it back to us. So, and then they'll come and pick those up. But you do have a couple more days to come and pick those up as well. So make sure that you're doing that so you can get in and get all the details on that. So it should be fun. We've had lots of people come in and get applications. So it looks like it's, you know, just from the people who are requesting those, I think it's going to be, you know, again, a really nice opportunity for the community to get together.
Regarding the parade, same route, same start time?
Yeah, as far as I know, it's on there, like, because I don't have it in front of me, and I would lie to you guys if I tried to remember. But yeah, so it's on there. And then definitely, you know, you can go. It's a VFW. Is it VFW? I mean, it's like, I get everybody so confused sometimes. Anyway, it's on there. There's, you know, information out, lots of posters everywhere, those kinds of things. Okay. You can call our office. Definitely. We actually do have it sitting in front of us and can give you guys details as well. But yeah, just a nice opportunity to get together with your family and hang out for.
Well, the whole conversation this morning, we have covered a lot of material. Where do you go to find information, Sherry?
Oh, my goodness. yeah, and I'm so glad that we're talk about this a little bit. I feel like we're just inundated, right? I mean, you just cannot keep up. Where do you find all the information? Where do you, you know, et cetera? Who's doing what this weekend? So we really are trying our best. The chamber calendar this is where we really try to put everything as much as humanly possible, whether it's necessarily chamber members specifically or if it's a community event, we just kind of try to put it there as much as possible. Facebook, I mean, we're scouring every single day, members, that kind of thing, resharing on our Facebook, in our events. If you go to our events page on our Facebook, I mean, we have as much as we could, you know, just as much as we know we're putting on there. You know, a lot of what's going on at the convention center, you know, there's a meetinpendleton.com and you can just look at it and see who's there as well, just to see what's going on. Or if you're looking to bring an event to town, like those are just some really nice places to go. You know, trying to create that one stop shop, so to speak, just because we're so inundated. We're not going to have 100% of everything, but we're definitely trying to pull all those entities in. For our chamber members, we're also trying to put as much on the Pendleton Live app as well for folks, just to kind of help, you know, the city. That's a big entity to put all the things on. I mean, we have just a small group of members, and it's really hard. So to do an entire town, I can't even imagine. So just trying to take those pieces and help the city as much as possible, just partner and really, right, again, create just a nice community environment where we're trying to get the information out. And between those kind of few entities, I think you really can get a good sense of what's happening. If you're a chamber member and you haven't logged into the backside of your customer relation management, please let us know and we can help you with that. And then you just control it yourself, right? And then you kind of, I mean, you need us, but you don't need us. And so you're really able to control your events and what's happening, maybe of jobs, you know, the job boards, those kinds of things. So, and then really quickly, just the chamber is having July 25th. We are doing our own Kick It Up After Five down at the chamber office. This will be an opportunity for any of our members, nonprofits that do not have a brick and mortar. We're going to do a pop-up for them. So they're going to come down, do some pop-up work just so other people can see their products and services that maybe they don't, again, have that storefront that you can walk into. So if, you know, members, I think, got an email a couple of days ago regarding this, but just kind of letting everybody know, as members, if you don't have that and you're interested, again, definitely call the office and one of the staff can help you out and we'll get you set up and get you a space. We'll be doing a, you know, a free barbecue and, you know, things like that. So the community can come and just, again, see what's out there that's not necessarily behind a brick wall. So,
yeah. And so just going back to where to find information, there's the obviously the Chamber website, the Chamber Facebook page, there's the Live Pendleton app, there's Travel Pendleton. And yeah, get familiar with all of these different outlets, if you will, of information. And then if you have to ask a question, I guess, bug Sherry and her staff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're
absolutely.
All set for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're fine. You can bug us all you want. It's just, you know, sometimes it just people like, again, they feel inundated. So you're not even sure where to just kind of home. Maybe where's your starting point? Where's a good launching point on what's going on? And those are some nice. And they all kind of go back to each other, right? I mean, we have a link to the convention center. Convention center has a link to Travel Pendleton. I mean, it all kind of comes back together. But between those entities, you really can get a good idea of things that are happening. One of the reasons we bring this up is we do have people who are wanting to bring events to town. And what's conflicting? What's happening that weekend, you know, as to not conflict? Is there a great big event? Now I'm going to get buried in it. So I maybe want to choose a different weekend, you know, those kinds of things. So it's twofold, right? Knowing what's going on. But on the flip side, for people who are wanting to come, so we're not doing competing events or you know, just being really thoughtful about everybody's time, energy, effort, et cetera. So it kind of works on both sides.
Well, it's amazing what is offered in Pendleton and the surrounding area. Kudos, Sherry, to you and your staff and everybody that's involved in putting all these different things on. There's no reason for anybody to just say, what's there to do?
Yeah,
there just really isn't.
Absolutely.
There's lots to do. And I just encourage everybody to go to pendletonchamber.com and figure out what it is you want to go out and see and explore. Well, Sherry Rosenberg-Laboy, CEO, Pendleton Chamber of Commerce, my guest. Sherry, thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to let you go. And with that, that's it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.